Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Hello, today I'm talking about corporate sustainability with expert writer and communication strategist Andrea Learned. If you're on social media and follow topics related to sustainability and corporate social responsibility, you probably know Andrea because she's an active contributor to those conversations on Google+ and Twitter, which is actually how I met her. She has written for HuffPo, The Atlantic, and Sustainable Business Forum, and so I've asked her to join me today to share some of her perspectives on this topic. So welcome, Andrea.
Great. Thank you so much. I'm excited to talk with you, Denise.
Me too. Now, you say your passion is helping companies serve a, quote, more holistic, sustainability-conscious buyer. So who is this person? And then can you tell us how they've changed over time and why they're so important and why you're so passionate about them?
Well, let's see. I think, interestingly, as I was thinking about this question earlier before we started this interview, I realized that it was that this person has gone from being advocacy or really an extreme person. So, for example, if you think about a typical green buyer, back in the day, maybe even 5 or 6 years ago, if you would think about sustainability conscious, you would think, oh my goodness, it's a tree hugger, or, you know, it's somebody that eats a lot of granola, and sort of an advocacy level. And now I believe that the sustainability conscious buyer or social responsibility focused buyer is really, it's more become lifestyle, and their expectations are just kind of higher. The reason that it comes so natural as an audience for me to study and think about is because of my marketing to women background. Because back in 2000, 2001, I began working on researching and consulting about marketing to women, and I co-wrote a book called Don't Think Pink. Mm-hmm. It was all about how to reach women and how to really understand the ways that they make decisions. And as I kind of proceeded with that, I realized that I'm really interested in that with regard to sustainability and how women and the way that they buy and what they're thinking about can really help drive sustainable consumerism or get more companies realizing that this is going to be the demand. So it tends to be, I would say, the sustainability conscious buyer would tend to be women sort of first and foremost, and kind of in a natural way, because a lot of times women are thinking of several audiences or stakeholders or responsibilities in their life at the same time, and that would be their kids, and that would be how their kids are going to grow up and be healthy, but it would also be their community. And so they keep all of that in mind. And so I think naturally women are, you know, who the sustainability conscious buyer is. And I believe that now it is evolving into, in our culture, it's more acceptable and it's more comfortable for men to also want to engage in this way with brands. And I think that this person, a couple of things. They see things in a longer-term view. Like I said about women, they don't just see what they're buying today, but they see how what they're buying today is going to affect their children's lives later. They also tend to want to build community and connect with one another around these topics. And so that sustainability conscious buyer right now, either men or women, is really kind of looking forward to connecting with others and sharing that value. Mm-hmm. And that includes brands. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that it really becomes clear, especially in social media, is this idea of honesty and authenticity and transparency. So before it used to be this, oh yes, we're very honest and we put reports on our website and whatever, and now it's like, no. I want to actually see that there are human beings behind what you're saying and that you can't just, you know, sort of tout your sustainability-minded brand or your responsible efforts in the community. You have to actually be this human being that I can trust and get to know on social media. So I think those are a couple of things. Mm-hmm. On the other side, kind of related to this, as I looked at consumers, I also thought, well, this is really interesting knowledge as well for looking at boards and leadership and just sort of the way organizations and corporations are run and how women or women's ways of thinking can start to really help get them thinking more holistically as they lead and make decisions for the corporation. So I love that there's this great leadership power hidden in plain sight, which is women, and that women tend to be more naturally thinking sustainably or sort of holistically and about how the whole system is working together.
And I think that, yeah, I was going to ask you about the holistic standpoint. It sounds like that kind of looking at the bigger picture and how all of these pieces fit together really is what you mean by holistic. It's not just one lever or one concern, but it's multiple concerns and multiple stakeholder groups and kind of more integrated, I guess.
Yeah, and that actually is it's something that you're dead on. And it's so, for example, a corporation might say, "Oh yeah, well we're really tackling our problems and being responsible, and we're really focused on women getting more women on the board and this and the other thing." But they can't just be doing that and not, you know, be looking at, you know, changing their operations or figuring out, you know, their carbon footprint or being a better, more responsible citizen in communities, because women and consumers in general will see that and go, "Wait a second, you know, all those things are connected. You can't just be focused on women on boards because that's all the research and that's what's getting all the publicity today. It's a whole system of changes that you need to make." So that's
right.
A great point.
Right. And actually that leads to something that I wanted to ask you, because it seems like, you know, this is a topic that is on, you know, the radar screens of CEOs and business leaders, almost all of them. But I get the sense that not everyone has, very few companies have really figured this out. And it seems like it's a real challenge to engage in this space in a way that's authentic and that makes sense for the business. And so I'm curious as to why is, you know, what are the challenges that companies have and why is it so hard?
Well, I think one of the things is that it seems like it's a huge risk, and I would put risk in quotation marks, because it's that, you know, this is the way we've always done business, and oh yeah, we can sort of start to make that change, and we're just gonna, you know, maybe we'll just sort of do our marketing differently or something. So it does need to be kind of a big cultural shift or perspective shift away from, like, this is a risk instead of this is like a huge opportunity. And I think a lot of traditional corporations in particular are just like, oh yeah, you know, how else did we get to be this big and this wonderful an organization other than we made all these right decisions? As opposed to going, holy cow, you know, if we get into the space and this is what consumers are expecting and demanding of us, you know, this is not a risk, this is a huge opportunity. So I think a lot of corporations still see it as a risk.
Mm-hmm.
And I also
mm-hmm.
think, again, and I sort of mentioned it just previously, is that the idea of doing sort of a one-off, like we'll do a big campaign and it will look great and we'll, you know, save the whales with, you know, mm-hmm. a percentage of our sales or something,
mm-hmm.
And then just going on and doing the rest of, you know, business the way that you normally do it. So that's also very visible to consumers. And so there's a challenge. They go, well, yeah, we can stick a toe in the water by doing this little cause marketing campaign, for example. But that no longer works. And so the challenge is getting beyond just campaign and starting to be, wanting to be in the movement or wanting to have a piece of the movement towards more responsible business.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing is this idea of just tackling one aspect of it, you know? Well, we did, you know, figure out that the carbon footprint of the fleets that, you know, the trucks that are shipping our stuff, and so we're good. No, you're not. You know,
mm.
you also need to be a really good corporate citizen with the way that you treat your employees. You also have to be looking at, again, the diversity of the boards. You know, that's gender, that's race, that's everything. And so not taking each little piece and looking at it, but going back and thinking in the systems and the holistically about how this whole package works. I think a lot of corporations find a big challenge in stepping far enough back that they can see how all those things are connected.
Mm-hmm.
One way around those challenges that I think doesn't get seen somehow by corporations or the decision makers is that everyone knows, especially consumers know, and especially women understand that it takes, you have to start somewhere. And so you can't go, well, we can't start that because we can't tend to all of those things at the same time. What corporations should be doing is starting with women on board, say, and going, you know what, we know that this is really important, and this is part of this process that we're moving forward, and we're going to attend to all these different elements of our business. And we thought that really starting with getting more women involved in decision-making would help us start to see things in a more sustainability-related light. And so I think it's a challenge because there's a misperception that you have to tackle each little thing all at once. The only thing is you have to start, and you have to just be really honest about this is a development process. There's no way we can do this overnight. We realize it, and we want to be really smart about moving forward in a process. So.
Right. Well, let me ask you about the recent developments in social media and social networks have seemed to really change the opportunities that companies have to align their business practices with their values. So, there's certainly a communication aspect where it's giving people from the outside more visibility inside, but do you believe that these new media and new networks have opened up new opportunities for companies as well?
Oh, hugely. I mean, and this is sort of like the focus of my current work, and that is just the opportunity to be transparent and authentic and to really develop a relationship built on trust and engagement. Mm. And with that, I mean, I tend to focus on the social network and the relationship building aspect versus the social media, which is more fun and sexy, and making a video and writing a blog post and all that is really fun and it's super important. But I think that what smart corporations are doing is figuring out how to build those relationships early on, figure out the influencers, and by that I mean, media or famous sort of industry people, but also, it could be Nancy Jones in Missouri who, for some reason, really influences a lot of people via her blog or whatever. So to start to map a network, a social network, and really get that going almost in advance of starting to share content and really kind of generating this engagement. So I think there's huge opportunity in being strategic and thoughtful and deliberate about building network.
Mm-hmm.
And also in the same way, there's huge opportunity in finding a couple of people. It could be, if you're lucky, your CEO is really psyched about Twitter and he is the perfect guy to share wisdom on the industry and become a thought leader in the space. There are a couple corporations that do that right off the top of my head. The main one I can think of is Campbell Soup, Dave Stangus at Campbell Soup. So mm-hmm. he's the head of CSR there. He just jumps right into Twitter, and he's amazing on it. He is a person, and he shares the news of the company, but he also celebrates, the bigger victories for CSR and all industries. And so it's just like people love him, and people on Twitter really know how to engage with this human being. And so I love the opportunity to do that. I, frankly, am just blown away by the power of social media and building those relationships. Just as we were talking offline a little bit ago, you build these relationships, and who knows, you could be at a conference one day and you could run into Dave Stangus or some corporate leader,
right.
And it would just be like, oh yeah, we've connected on Twitter, and there's something hugely powerful about that. So I think the humanizing aspect, sort of getting the scale all the way down to grassroots, even if you're some very huge corporation, a leader in a very huge corporation, is super powerful, super fun, and consumers as well as business people really, the ones that get it, really get it, and it's a huge advantage for connecting with their consumers.
Right. Right. Well, great. Andrea, thank you for sharing your perspectives on these issues. There's so much more that we could talk about. And so for my listeners, I would encourage you to follow Andrea on Twitter. Her handle is Andrea Learned. And she's also on Google+, and you can find her with a simple search on her name. Because I think that she's got great insights and is always sharing both from her own perspective and then sharing other stuff that she's read and been exposed to. And it's a great source of knowledge. I'd also encourage you to check out Andrea's blog. The URL is learnedon.com. So that's LEARNEDON.com, learnedon.com. Andrea, thank you for sharing your expertise on sustainability trends and opportunities with us today.
Oh, you're so welcome. It was my pleasure, Denise.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.